Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to Chia Pets Audio Stories. I'm Mrs. Chia, and today I'm going to read another Alexander story. This story is called Alexander, Who Used to Be Rich Last Sunday. I wonder if that'll be any better than his horrible, terrible, no good, very bad day. Well, let's find out. Find your comfy spot, curl up, and enjoy. It isn't fair that my brother Anthony has $2 and 3/4 and 1 dime and 7 nickels and 18 pennies. It isn't fair that my brother Nicholas has $1 and 2/4 and 5 dimes and 5 nickels and 13 pennies. It isn't fair because what I've got is bus tokens. And most of the time, what I've mostly got is bus tokens. And even when I'm very rich, I know that pretty soon what I'll have is bus tokens. I know because I used to be rich last Sunday. Last Sunday, Grandma Betty and Grandpa Louie came to visit from New Jersey. They brought lox because my father likes to eat lox. They brought plants because my mother likes to grow plants. They brought $1 for me and $1 for Nick and $1 for Anthony because, Mom says this isn't nice to say this, we like money. A lot. Especially me. My father told me to put the $1 away to pay for college. He was kidding. Anthony told me to use the $1 to go downtown to a store and buy a new face. Anthony stinks. Nikki said to take the $1 and bury it in the garden, and in a week a dollar tree would grow. Ha ha ha. Mom said if I really want it, buy a walkie-talkie, save the money. Saving money is hard. Because last Sunday, when I used to be rich, I went to Pearson's drugstore and got bubble gum. And after the bubble gum stopped tasting good, I got more gum. And after that gum stopped tasting good, I got more gum. And even though I told my friend David I'd sell him all the gum in my mouth for a nickel, he still wouldn't buy it. Goodbye, 15 cents. Last Sunday, when I used to be rich, I bet that I could hold my breath till 3 o'clock. Anthony won. I bet that I could jump from the top of the stoop and land on my feet. Nikki won. I bet that I could hide this purple marble in my hand, and my mom would never guess which hand it was hiding in. I didn't know that moms made children pay. Goodbye, another 15 cents. I absolutely was saving the rest of my money. I positively was saving the rest of my money. Except that Eddie called me up and said that he would rent me his snake for an hour. I always wanted to rent his snake for an hour. Goodbye, 12 cents. Anthony said, when I'm 99, I still won't have enough for a walkie-talkie. Nick said I'm too dumb to be let loose. My father said that there are certain words a boy can never say, no matter how ratty or mean his brothers are being. My father fined me 5 cents each for saying them. Goodbye, dime. Last Sunday, when I used to be rich, by accident, I flushed 3 cents down the toilet. A nickel fell through the crack when I walked on my hands. I tried to get the nickel out with a butter knife and also my mom's scissors. Goodbye, 8 cents. And the butter knife. And the scissors. Last Sunday, when I used to be rich, I found this chocolate candy bar just sitting there. I rescued it from being melted or smushed. Except the way that I rescued it from being melted or smushed was that I ate it. How was I supposed to know it was Anthony's? Goodbye, 11 cents. I absolutely was saving the rest of my money. I positively was saving the rest of my money. But then Nick did a magic trick that made my pennies vanish into thin air. The trick to bring them back he hasn't learned yet. Goodbye, 4 cents. Anthony said that even when I'm 199, I still wouldn't have enough for a walkie-talkie. Nick said they should lock me in a cage. My father said that there are certain things a boy can never kick, no matter how ratty and mean his brothers are being. My father made me pay 5 cents for kicking it. Goodbye, nickel. Last Sunday, when I used to be rich, Kathy around the corner had a garage sale. I positively only went to look. I looked at a half-melted candle. I needed that candle. I looked at a bear with one eye. I needed that bear. I looked at a deck of cards that was perfect except for no 7 of clubs and no 2 of diamonds. I didn't need that 7 or that 2. Goodbye, 20 cents. I absolutely was saving the rest of my money. I positively was saving the rest of my money. I absolutely positively was saving the rest of my money. Except I needed to get some money to save. I tried to make my tooth fall out. I could put it under my pillow and get a quarter. No loose teeth. I looked in Pearson's telephone booths for nickels and dimes that some people sometimes forgot. No one forgot any. I brought some non-returnable bottles down to Friendly's Market. Friendly's Market wasn't very friendly. Non-returnable bottles. I told my grandma and grandpa to come back soon. Last Sunday, I used to be rich. I used to have a dollar. I do not have a dollar anymore. I got this dopey deck of cards. I've got this one-eyed bear. I've got this melted candle. And some bus tokens. The end. Well, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that story, and I hope that you are a little bit better at saving your money than Alexander. He spent it on some funny things, didn't he? And a dollar goes quickly. In the days when that story was written, you could buy things for 5 cents, 10 cents. Now, not so much. Oh, well. Well, friends, if you are enjoying this podcast, please leave us a 5-star rating and make sure you subscribe to us wherever you find your podcasts and spread the word. Tell others about us. We would love to grow our listenership. And again, I love getting requests, so send them my way. You can send me a request straight through the Spotify app. There's a little send message button. You can even send me a voice message and I can put it on the next episode. And or you can email me at chiapetsaudiostories@gmail.com or message me on Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, my friends, stay safe and God bless you.